We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Rob.
Afternoon, Rob.
Congratulations to your team. 28-7 win over previously unbeaten Rhode Island. What did you like about the way your guys played Saturday?
I think we handled the adversity of an undefeated ranked team and bad weather extremely well. I think that it was a declared obstacle, but we've kind of run the gamut of this concept of being undaunted. And no matter what the circumstances are, we're just going to go chase the goal and not focus on the obstacles. And God knows there were plenty. It was great to beat a really, really good football team, a nationally ranked football team, and beat them relatively decisively.
Let's start on the defensive side. That's an offense that has been rolling pretty well through the first 5 weeks. You hold them to 162 yards and one touchdown. What were you able to do so effectively?
I think we're smart. We didn't put ourselves in position to give up big plays, which was huge. That's something that we've been stressing greatly. We played smart versus the weather. We knew what they could do and what they couldn't do at certain times. But limiting a veteran quarterback like that in our league with those kind of numbers is impressive under any circumstances. It doesn't really matter. They're physical, so are we. They're tough, but so are we. And I think that was the biggest test. It was kind of like who wanted to do it the longest. And we did a decent job all around controlling the tone and the tempo of the game. You play 55 some plays on defense, you damn well better be pretty good. You better be fresh. And we did that. We kept the ball for a long period of time on offense. They gave us a couple good three and outs and stopped momentum. Great job stopping momentum, chance to score points, held them to field goals, held them to miss field goals again. So overall, really good team win.
First question this afternoon from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Coach, can you lend your insight to the maybe a context of this league this year with surprising results, many would say, and many would say not so surprising given the parity?
Oh, I'd say, the true evaluation of this year will be done afterwards. And I'm not trying to be trite, but we're trying, you guys got to add up the number of football games and number of practices that most of these players have had in the span of the entire year, and how that comes out in the wash in the fall. And then, from what I sniff, a lot of teams are beat up. Not that we don't always get beat up, but a lot of teams are a little more beat up than we usually are mid-year. And I'd say that pretty much changes the balance of everything. In reference to the balance of the league itself, you guys did do a 10-year study, like JMU and Delaware. I'll just call it JMU and Delaware should always be on the top because they're all paying cost of attendance. So therefore, they should be in the top no matter what circumstances. But for the rest of us, it's just a revolving hamster wheel. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. As long as you can stay healthy and keep them moving in the right direction and don't get too far backwards. I think Mike made a really good point about being relevant this time of year, not going backwards. As long as you can do that, all the preseason stuff really doesn't matter, and it comes out in the filter in November.
If I could follow by asking if you think the Tigers maybe are a touch more healthy given the decision not to play in the spring.
Maybe, but I wouldn't even want to begin to say that because I'm not going to test fate. Let's just go practice hard, work hard, and see where it all shakes out.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Your next question from Kyle Kensington. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, you obviously talked a lot about how difficult the schedule was there to start. How do you feel like that's factored into the team's play since coming out of the bye week?
I think it was we created a circumstance where it has become advantageous, taking a perspective of we're going to challenge you in travel. We're going to challenge you with who you play. We're going to make it as hard as humanly possible, basically, unless we would have played Alabama. And let's see what you learn from it. And instead of taking those losses on the chin and letting them wear on you, they've used it as an opportunity to grow and get better and understand what the true bar is, and that we need to work harder if we want to be at that level. And ever since that time, we have. And we just spend our days now. It's very simple. It's very trite. It's very boring, which almost never works in this world anymore. But we're winning. And all we're doing is going out every day trying to get better. And I know that sounds small and simple and nerdy, but if we're all doing that every single day, we are going to get better. and you keep getting better, you usually win. I look at the team that we were on the field Saturday night versus the team we were on the field versus Morgan, and it's like an entirely different football team. And that just comes from incrementally getting better. So stay the course, keep working, see where it shakes out.
Rob, maybe some comments on the play of Christian Dixon on Saturday, 11 tackles, 4 for loss, a couple of sacks all over the field. Just maybe talk about how he played.
This is something that's been common. And to be honest, for me, it's kind of personal. Chris and I are very, very tight. He's had some really big losses in his life in the very recent past. A lot of stuff that would weigh on him, that would weigh on all of us, that did weigh on all of us. And for him to come through the back end of this, it just shows you how special football can be for someone and how a football family can support. So, yes, he played great, and I expect him to play great, but he did it under the circumstances of death in the family and a whole bunch of other stuff. I could not be more proud of him as a young man.
I know you said the defense only 55 plays, but 5 sacks in that game and a bunch of tackles for loss. Did you think you could get that kind of pressure on them?
Most definitely, and it has nothing to do with the fact that they're not good. Like Rodon's offensive line, I don't want to piss anybody off, but they might be the best in the league. I'm really, really impressed with them. Circumstances dictate that we got up and stayed up and kept the ball away from them, which put them in a basically one-dimensional set. Didn't allow them to run the ball, and that's one of their strengths, and just allowed our guys to tee off. And with less plays having to be played and as deep as we are up front, yeah, I think we can get after the quarterback a little bit.
Offensively, you guys extremely balanced. Chris throws for just short of 200, and then you're able to run the ball. Jerry Howard with over 100 yards on the ground. How pleased were you with the balance on your offense and being able to hold on to the ball the way you were?
I think that's been the biggest thing. 2 weeks in a row, we're not turning the ball over. We're being efficient on third down. Those two things together offensively tend to work out to victories. And to be able to keep your defense off the field for an extended period of time, I think the whole set, we over 10 minutes of possession time in the third and the fourth quarter, which I didn't even know until after the game. That's almost unheard of. Yeah. Allows your defense to be incredibly fresh and play fast and physical. And I couldn't be more happy with how they played. I'm glad to see some of these guys actually stepped in. And, you know, I got a couple guys back recently and we're deeper. Everybody's fresher. Evidently, that pays dividends.
William and Mary on Saturday, a team that had 1-4 in a row before that loss up at Maine. What has impressed you about the Tribe, and what are some of the challenges they present for you?
Well, I got two of the best pass rushers in the league. Those guys, we just call them sack one and sack two. And, you know, Mike's done a really, really tremendous job in a short period of time with that roster, bringing in guys that play right away that are massive contributors, not just part-time contributors. And he's like one of the rest of us. Next man up. He's taught these guys, no matter who goes down, next guy's up, and they're expected to play at the same level, if even higher. They play at a high level on defense, play at a high level on offense. Good special teams, another well-coached William & Mary team. Got to play down there. Not an easy place to win.
Got a question from Dave Johnson. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Coach, I was wondering if I could get your thoughts on William & Mary's running game. They have a lot of success and use a lot of different people back there.
They really do. And there's a little bit of trick to it. Adding the triple this year to a greater degree is certainly going to give people fits. I know it's already given us fits. When you have a multitude of talented people who can do very special things with the football and your ability to throw some smoke and mirrors at them with a good offensive line, a very, very dangerous offense.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Rob, safe travels to Williamsburg. Appreciate the time as always this afternoon, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.